way.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, February 6th, 2023. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about an anti-drug abuse campaign being conducted by the Zimbabwe Republic Police in conjunction with all stakeholders amid a drug menace in Zimbabwe. Police launched the anti-drug abuse exercise in Harare last week and today in Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo. The campaign is running under the theme No to Dangerous Drugs and Illicit Substances. See something, say something. Thousands of Zimbabweans are reportedly taking hard drugs such as cocaine and others. Police are now conducting public searches, hoping to net drug cartels and drug users. The state-controlled Chronicle newspaper reported recently that over 30 youths were admitted to a local hospital in Bulawayo after taking an overdose of drugs. Namhlanje izulu kandaba sixoxa nezidakamizwa eZimbabwe ukhanya ngazani sezithwalise nzima abantu abanengi. Amapolisa aqhuba umkankaso wokunqabela ukusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa okuqale eHarare ngeviki ephelileyo. Namhla kusungulwe umhlelo olufanayo koBulawayo. Kubika ukuba kulabatsha labanye abantu abanengi kakhulu abathatha izidakamizwa. Abatsha abafika ijumi, abedlula ijumi, amajuma amathathu basanda kuhanjiswa esibhedlela koBulawayo kusukana ezidluleyo kulandela ukuthathwa kwabo izidakamizwa. The public anti-drug abuse campaign launched by stakeholders in Bulawayo highlighted the dangers of drug abuse. One of the people who was at the roadblock mounted to impound drugs and inform citizens about dangers of drug abuse was Police Assistant Commissioner Patson Yabaza.
Most of the youth are being found wanting in this respect. And what are we saying now to the members of the public? We are urging the members of the public to come up board and inform the police, disclosing the sources, the areas where the peddling is most rampant. And we as we will not disclose the source of information where necessary. Our aim is to curtail this menace. We want to arrest those who are peddling the drug substances and also those who are abusing them.
That was Police Assistant Commissioner Patson Yabaza speaking to our correspondent Ezra Jesus Panda in Bulawayo. Our correspondent also spoke to Criminal Investigations Department Detective Constable Modimo.
Namhlanje sibone lo mhlelo lakho wenzakala la.
Namhlanje sihlangana nezakhamizi zakoBulawayo siyenza i-campaign at the same time ukuthi abantu njengabukha bengasebenzisi izidakamizwa. Silapha ku-roadblock e-flyover uLuveve Road. Sibakhuthaza ukuthi bengasebenzisi izidakamizwa lezinto abangaziqapheli ukuthi bezibone endlini ukuthi kungaba yinto engaba yini ukuthi umntwana kumbe ubaba kumbe umzawabo abebenawo endlini ngabe sebenzisa izidakamizwa.
Ukhulume ngendaba yokuthi amaphilisi ethengwa phandle kwelizwe lawa kavunyelwa la.
Ye, thina lapha kwelakithi we have a board which is MTAZ, a board ethesta ama-drugs wonke, anything that is got a medicinal claim, yiyo ethesta i-approve ukuthi into le ilungele ukuthi umuntu lokwelakithi lapha eZimbabwe ayisebenzi. So abantu we find people buying imithi from Zambia, from USA, from Botswana. Imithi naleyo iyabe inga-approvanga yi-MTAZ, so iyabe iyika ukuthi ibe kwelakithi.
Laba belatshwa ngaphandle kwelizwe manje bezele bethi ababuya la.
Laba ababe behambe phandle kwelizwe uyabe ubhalelwe ule mithi yakho elingene ekhanyayo ukuthi le ngeyomuntu oyedwa ukuthi ayisebenzise for isikhathi esithile.
And Ezra Jesus Panda also spoke to Tswakai Fikile Maroba Tsanga, a local government official was also there. So now let's see whether we can get a video of the government official Tswakai Fikile Maroba Tsanda.
Mama, the last two children are living in the
village. Even the Lamu Saka, the Maroba Tanga, the city director of local government, the Lagunistan, the deputy minister of state for Bulawayo province, and the Lapa, which is a campaign against the drug abuse, and the Ralayo. I am sure it's also happening elsewhere, Ubo Harare and everywhere else for Lapa in Zimbabwe. This catches the Yidegakulu. So I'm a police assembly, Lapa Uti, and Mise is Mota, the Kuduma against drug abuse. The police are Avanti, Uti, please, Banande, Baha, the Baya Viga, Emma Police, Mavi, Uti Avantana, Baya Seven, Amad Drugs. Amad Drugs, I ain't got the Kudu over. It is the same. We Nancy and the Ubuti Avantana, the future, Mabe Seven is the Amatrax. We are trailing a food Ubuti. Won't get one another Abba Seven is the Amatrax by trading Emma Police and Amma Police. I saw the Ahabe, a Kuduma Ubutkona, a Musiban, Ositelli, Sizam, Uti Tenabe, the Isis, Lapa, Zimbabwe, Ubutabantana, Benga Seven is the Amatrax. We are trailing a food. Even Guma families, Lava Abba, Bebe Kona. Siyacela ukuthi babakhuphe bahambe labo emapholiseni bayeza bazama ukuthi baye kwelatshwa bayenze i-rehab. Usethile ngaphambilini ubaba ukuthi kuza affecta the whole clan emuzi nxa kuyikuthi kulomntwana oyi-1 khonalapho emzini osebenzisa ama-drugs. It means ukuthi wonke ama-siblings akhe azagcina esesebenzisa ama-drugs, and i-clan yona leyo izaphela. That tribe is going to get finished, and it will also affect iZimbabwe yonke. Thina sesikhulile, sesikhangelele kubo bona laba abantwana ukuthi yibo abazakuba ngama-leaders ka-us. Kodwa-ke nxa besebenzisa ama-drugs, it means ama-drugs wona lawa aya-affecta i-brains zabo, aya-affecta i-health yabo. So sizaba ne-very unhealthy population, unhealthy kusasa, and akusoze kube ne-development eZimbabwe. So siyacela kakhulu ukuthi please asireporteni emapholiseni wonke abantu abasebenzisa ama-drugs ukwenzela ukuthi bathole uncedo.
That was Tswakai Fikile Maroba Tsanda, a local government official who was at the roadblock in Bulawayo when the police were conducting an operation to clamp down against those people who were selling and taking drugs. Bulawayo police spokesperson Apet Nico Ncube was also at the roadblock telling the public to stay away from drugs.
At a launch, provincial launch against drugs in Bulawayo province. And what I'm holding is what we recovered. These are banja seeds, which some of the passengers, or one of the passengers, threw outside the bus hearing a search which we were conducting. And this is codeine that was also thrown through the window of a bus which was passing by in fear of being arrested. This operation is there as a launch to warn members of the public against drug abuse. And we are inviting all stakeholders, members of the public, school children, everyone, you name them, to join hands with the Zimbabwe Republic Police in the fight against drugs. And at this instance, we are saying anyone who will be found smoking or being drunk due to drugs will be arrested. And the objective will be to find the drug lord and the supplier. So members of public are requested and we are appealing that they support the police and the government in the fight against drugs. We have been stopping motorists, both public and private motor vehicles, carrying out some campaigns, making some awarenesses that people should know that drugs are threatening to destroy the lives of our children, our youth, and our future. So, as Bulawayo, let's join the country, let's join the world in the fight against drugs. Thank you.
That was Apet Nico Ncube, inspector, who is the official spokesperson of the Bulawayo police. Let's take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Joining us right now to discuss this issue, we have Miss Angela Stube, who is a social worker based in the United Kingdom. Miss Stube, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. So we're talking about drug abuse, and I guess you've been, working, some of the people that are actually affected by drugs and, all those kind of things as a social worker. So tell us about what actually drives people to take drugs in the first instance.
I think there's a lot of reasons. The first one, especially among the children and the youth, is peer pressure. One starts and then everyone else joins in. It's the right thing to do. It's the cool thing to do. The other one is a quick buck. They start expelling the drugs. You're being asked to run around or drop a twist here or there. And then, you get paid. And then that escalates. And then eventually they are doing class A drugs and they are pushing more drugs. The other one is just, curiosity among the youth. Or among young children, they are curious. So sometimes they are adventurous. They want to try new things and they don't know the harm. Another reason is obviously that they maybe see it in the home. Maybe there's people who do it in the home. So it continues as a script within some families that they've always observed it and they've normalized it. In this country, we also do run what we call a national referral mechanism. So in other words, we recognize that children are very vulnerable and that they can be used or coerced or forced to be involved in the drug trade or in using the drugs. And therefore, they become indebted. And then the more they sink into debt, then the more they are being sucked into it. And also talking about the police roadblocks that take place or, police searching for drugs randomly and they are caught out. If those drugs are confiscated, then it means that child or that young person is owing to the drug baron. And so the cycle continues that they cannot stop using them or that they cannot stop possession with intent to supply.
So we can simply say that it's a lot of issues that are involved here before somebody becomes a drug pusher. But at the end of the day, it just becomes something that goes into, let's say, a habitual kind of practice. Like somebody has got a taste for cocaine, and somebody has got a taste for marijuana, and some person is sort of like unfortunate to be in a situation where you have to sell those drugs in order to earn a living. But is it easy to actually control some of these things?
No, I don't think it's easy because there are other reasons that drive it. And there are other environmental factors that drive it. One of them is poverty. The other one is, like I said, peer pressure, where young people are observing other people having things. Children are into brands, and they want to be seen as having brands, having the latest phone, having the latest this and the latest that, and it looks like it's a cool thing to do. So there is a variety of reasons that drive them, and therefore it is very difficult to control.
Now, looking at the drug menace in Zimbabwe, we see that the police have actually launched an anti-drugs campaign, anti-drugs abuse campaign. So do you think that they are going to manage to say best some of the drug cartels or actually arrest some of the drug pushers? How difficult is it to arrest them and so forth?
I think the difficulty is that you actually end up arresting the millions. So if the liquor was right at the bottom of that food chain and the big drug lords are sitting right at the top there, they are untouched, they are not physically involved, and so the police never get to them. So we always say one child safe is better than nothing. So whatever liquor that the police can do, I think in a way it's a step back, pushing back, whether it's one step or two steps. We always encourage that.
Yes, the school man is the mama la page is into school man konoke opegane labantu. Singatige naso kubuya ma drugs ngabantu abasakhula kumbe kalume kancane emadube ntate ikhola le ntate ikhola le esekole ikhola how are you doing?
Hello, Mkuma Gibbs, Magadigo.
No, Drupo Angu, Magadigo, she.
I want to know Farasha is Mkuma Gibbs.
Yeah, Drupo Angu.
Okay, then you know. Nah, Mkuma Donald, Mamboma.
Oh, Mamboma, Muri Boyle.
I want to know Farasha is Mkuma Angu, Magadigo, Koko.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, I sit down and then I am a drugs. What do you want to say?
Ah, the little bit of communication, I'm going to say Mkuma Angu. Zino kwenze kwane kushaya kwa mabasa 1.
Mm-hmm.
Kana nyika katanya vila namo 2. Mugudi nyika edu mkatasati haina mabasa. Mm-hmm. Saka mchana uti mwemunano kwa sakungo regashikoro wa shingota anyangeni kazi zandeo zende pi. Ashi wuna kana mkomo waki ane digiri ane kagarapa mbasa na kana basa itengisa airtime. Iso discourage ya wana iso so kuti ya saka ndio kutiza kupeja mguwa. Kupeja mari ya baba ya kundi ufere jita shikoro. Mkomo wangu ane digiri ane master ya kagarapa ane wani. Murugona.
Thank you very much. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming the discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. You can also send us a message right now on all our social media platforms. And tonight we've got a social scientist, and that is Miss Angela Dube. She's based in the UK. So Miss Dube, ngizabuza lapha ngesinto ukuthi kambe kono kuye okwenzakalayo abantu bethatha izidakamizwa lezinto ezinjalo. Ukubona ngazani ukumemetheka kwangkhona kwenziwa kuyini xa ungampendula ngesinto kona?
Angizanga babo ukuthi
ukumemetheka kuyini okwenza ukuthi ukuthatha izidakamizwa lokhu kumemetheke kakhulu kangaka ikakhulu eZimbabwe lamanye amazwe, kwenziwa kuyini?
Hayi, but was main. I think khona okokuqala ukuthi vele umhlaba sisiba mncane. Umhlaba sisiba mncane nje abantu seku yonke into isihamba yonke indawo. So kule lokho kuthiwa i-social media, so ukuxoxisana ngobulembu. Abantu sebesizwa ngezinto. Lokuthi izinto ezingena eZimbabwe seziningi okuthiwa ngama-import and export. Sokwandile, so ukudla okuningi kweZimbabwe kuvela okunye sokuvela kwamanye amazwe, into esizisebenzisayo sesivela kwamanye amazwe. So kulula ukuthi into lezona ezizingene whether ngama-drugs kumbe butwala kumbe kuyini okudakayo, so kulula ukuthi kungene ngoba le ndlela zokuhambisa izinto seziziningi.
Ye, nxa sikhangeleke singathi kunzima kanganani ukunqabela khonokho, Madube?
Hayi, kunobunzima baba, kodwa abantu ngingathi mina umuzi ngomuzi yikho kumele kuqale khona ukuthi abazali ngezihlobo bakhangele okuzwayo ukuthi kwenzakalani emntwaneni. Ngibona ngani olunye ihlupho yikuthi abantwana kasisakhangeli, njalo sesilahla umkhuba lwana wokuthi labomakhelwane umntwana ngokawonke umuntu, sokuloba khona ukuyalo. So abantu sebephonga ukukhangela, njalo abantwana bakathesa basakhuzwa ngomunye umuntu ongasomzali wakhe. So sesilahla amasiko ethu nobuntu bethu okade sibenza, okade kuvikela abantwana.
Ye, so siphinde futhi sibuyele esilungwini lapha sikhulume ngesikhiwa, sibele ukuthi you've got this experience of interacting with people who have been taking drugs, like, you know, as a social worker. So now, tell us about your experience in terms of, you know, what you have seen going around, you know, with these people that take drugs, you know. Is it easy to handle them? Are they violent? You know, can they be back in society at one stage or the other?
I think the experience is very varied. It can range from them having what we call a psychotic episode. So in other words, it affects whatever drug they've been using, can affect their brain to the point that they are no longer able to manage their emotions or the way their brain is functioning. So that then can lead to them getting hospitalized. So they get sectioned, what's called sectioned. So it's equivalent in our country would be having them actually getting admitted to a place like Engujet, which is a mental health institution. The other one is that sometimes, because I work with families with children, it impacts on their care of the children, so they can neglect the children because they are no longer emotionally available for the children or even physically available. So it can impact on how they care for the children. So children can get neglected, especially the young and vulnerable children can get neglected by parents. But also it can lead to violence. It can lead to misunderstandings. It also means that the little resources that are available for families are being misused to buy drugs and substances at the expense of providing for the family and buying things that are to help the family to live. So in other words, the living expenses money gets diverted, and feeding the children doesn't then become a priority. So we see that all the time as well.
And at the same time, what happens when parents are the ones that are taking drugs? What happens in that kind of case?
Yeah, so one of the things is that children are seeing this, and children get traumatized. Children may, again, see it and normalize it and think that's how they should live, that's how everyone lives, and then they normalize taking drugs and substances. And that's what I was talking about, the fact that it can then become a family script, that then it passed from generation to generation and family to family. The other one is that it then leads to poverty, because, like I say, the family resources are being used elsewhere. But it then also affects the parents trying to hold or keep a job or to actually have a drive and be motivated to do something useful with their lives, or to actually prioritize making sure that the children's outcomes as they grow are optimized. So in other words, parents could lose, for example, making sure that the child has done their homework, making sure that the child has a clean uniform for school, making sure that the child is going to school the next day, because they are either passed out or they are not in that space where they are paying due diligence. So the impact can be great. It can sometimes cause homelessness because the bills are not being paid, including rent, and families can get evicted. So it's got a lot of impact. Another impact is actually destroying families. So families are splitting up. Families are not talking together. Families are in disagreement. And at times there is even fight within the family. So the impact of drug misuse is very high and it's very costly for families.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Madube, sicela ubambe khonapho ke. Siyabona ke kulabantu bathumeza ama messages on Facebook, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7 kanye la ku VOA Ndebele. So kulomunye uMozi lapha uthumeze umlayezelo uthi ya ama drugs lawa asesiphucele abantu kulobuhlungu obumangalisayo esibubonayo eZimbabwe. So ke sizacela uMadube esitshele ukuthi kambe kungavinjwa njani konke lokho. Bonazana ukuya kwakhuluma ngakho kancane, angathi fahla njalo. So ke kuzobuya lomunye uThungisoko uthi ama drugs awuranyika. So uthi ama drugs ke asebulele ilizwe. So ke siphinde njalo silomunye uThungu-Anele. U-Anele laye uyakhonona sibili ngama drugs lawo uthi abantwana bethu kanye labantu abadala bathatha ama drugs mahlana nje. So kusibisele emuva emuva uthi kubeke njalo. So ke hayi siyabonga kakhulu kubini lonke elithumeza imilayezelo yenu lokunye okuthiyeneyo. Sacela ke uMadube briefly, Ms. Dube, maybe your last word. Ungathini ke nxa wasiphosela khonapho i-last word yakho?
Mina i-last word yami baba yikuthi charity begins at home. Each family unit, abazali, abantwana, asikhangelaneni. Let's make sure. Asenzeni.
Just hold on 1 second, Madube. Hold on, I've got the Inspector Abednego Ncube. Hey, Baba Ncube, if you're clear on the show, can you tell us about your campaign, anti-drugs campaign, briefly, sir? Inspector Ncube, we are next about.
Yes.
Can you tell us about the anti-drugs campaign that you're doing in Bulawayo today? Just briefly. Yes, Lungba. I think we've got a bad line there. Madube, sibonge kakhulu la kuwe senze isikhathi isikhathi sakho bewusithi nje uzasithi fahla ekugcineni khonapho kodwa ke isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoye. So we think we've come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank our guest, Miss Angela Sdube, and our listener who actually called today. Let's meet again next time. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. saying good night, Zimbabwe. We'll be right back.